Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I don't think this is a subject we can ignore for much longer, but Lindsay has made a couple of comments over the last 2 weeks about how she's not totally closed the door on having another kid.
Yeah.
It's still in the cart. It's still in play.
And I hate to say that out loud because I am 40, and I feel like people judging.
I'm not. I don't think guys are judging.
Not you. Not guys are judging. Women are judging.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. It's just that we had a kind of talked about having three, and now that we have two, and it's tough, you know, go figure. My husband's like, no, we're done, right? We're done, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're lucky you don't live in China, because here's what happened. There's a new story out of a young couple. They get married. They go to file their marriage license, and while they're filing the license, the person in the whatever they call it, the courthouse in China, gives them a pamphlet and some prenatal vitamins. And once they're married, I think it was 2 weeks later, they get married.
Mm-hmm.
The day after they get married, they get a call from the same woman that gave her the prenatal vitamins and said, hey, we're just checking in. Have you taken those vitamins yet? And she was like, no, we're going to do our honeymoon, and I'm going to be taking the vitamins soon. They get back from their honeymoon. The woman shows up at their house, knocks on the door, and says, hey, I hope you've started taking those vitamins, because we need you to start having kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of pressure they're putting on young people to have more children.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to be said. They're trying to preserve their country.
Their race, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
they're not 40 having kids, clearly.
Well, they aren't 40, but...
I mean,
there's still a pressure, and I would imagine that probably goes up as long as you're able to have children. They're probably going to be, you know, on your neck about doing it.
Right. You have to replace the members of your society, or your society dies off.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always saying that people need to go back in America to having babies younger and all of that.
Yeah. So are you
going to, we need them.
Are you going to put external pressure on Lindsay to have more kids?
Well, not at her age.
Oh, geez. See,
no, I knew there was a judgmental person in the room.
I'll go ahead and start putting pressure on her daughter. She's 4. And say, all right, so as soon as you turn 18, I'm going to have her get married and show up with some prenatal vitamins.
Yeah.
Forget college.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So... baby names are so important. You know, you're about to have a children, and you want to pick the perfect name. So somebody has done a study, and they're trying to see if you want to name your child something that will possibly put them on the track to being a billionaire.
Okay.
So they took all of these billionaires, and then they averaged out what names were common among billionaires. And looking over the list here of the top 10, I don't see Delilah or Brooks. I don't see that. I don't see Lainey or Aiden anywhere on it.
Nowhere.
But there, a lot of them are biblical names.
Really?
Like,
oh, really?
John is the number one name for billionaires. David is number two. Thomas is number three. Michael is number four. And then from the book of Genesis, Wong is number, whatever number we're on. Five, number five.
Wong.
Mark is number six. Charles. And then Zhang.
Zhang.
Zhang is number eight. Richard is 9, and Jim is 10.
Oh, Jim.
Mm-hmm. So they're saying that, you know, if you do believe that that gives them kind of a, you know, a head start to becoming successful, then you would go with that, you know, instead of Braden, Caden, Jaden, and Aiden.
Right. Now, you know. Delilah is a biblical name, but I think we kind of did the bad biblical name.
Right.
Well, frowned upon. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, why don't you just go ahead and pick Jezebel
right.
as a name?
Yeah. Someone brought that up to me one time.
But there are no women on the list, so you're good. Oh, it doesn't matter about girl names.
Doesn't matter.
They don't let girls be billionaires.
Oh. Well, shoot.
You could change it to Oprah or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Kylie.
Right.
Uh-huh. But let's see. They did put a list of the names that aren't traditional names. The woman that they had in the article that did some of the research, Lindsay's name's Goldie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You like that name, Goldie.
I love it.
Goldie. Yeah. Goldie. So a recent report from Baby Center listed earthy names as being popular, like Eclipse, Soul, and Orion.
Oh.
Eclipse?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to name your baby, you're going to look eclipse, at that sweet yeah. a baby and name it Eclipse.
Yeah. I think it looks like an eclipse.
Because they're going kind of, you know, trying to do unisex names, you know, so Soul, I guess. I don't know a sex name, Eclipse or Soul. I've never heard anybody named any of those. But Luna, I think that's where that comes from, too.
Luna, yeah.
Like trying to have an earthy name.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Orion was one?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Orion.
I don't know.
Am I pronouncing it incorrectly?
No, it just sounds like a strange.
O-R-I-O-N.
Oh, it might be Orion.
Orion?
Like Orion's belt.
I think it's Orion. Orion.
Oh, Orion's belt?
Orion. Yeah.
I got whooped with that when I was.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
I haven't been paying attention, but from what I can tell, Rob's making pretty decent progress on that pumpkin bread that Jody brought us today. TJ's wife Jody made us all pumpkin breads. And I've been hearing Rob have conversations with his mouth full.
Yeah.
He said, "What is that, the show?" With Robert Downey Jr., Jennifer Aniston, and Colby Cox. So it sounds good from what I can tell.
It's almost done.
It's so good.
One question for you. Do you call it a cookie sheet or a cooking sheet?
I call it a cookie sheet.
You call it a cookie sheet?
Cookie sheet.
I think I call it a baking sheet.
Of course you do.
Is that another one?
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, that's the argument people are having. What do you call that? And it sounds like... just people misunderstand what it is. It's a cookie sheet. You make cookies on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else would you do on that thing?
Oh, you could do a lot of breads.
I'm kidding. I just do
like soups and breads.
Brown and serve rolls.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Rolls. You know who doesn't have cookie sheets, I don't believe, is McDonald's, but they are in the news today because the United States Copyright Office granted a copyright exemption last week that gives the restaurants, the McDonald's restaurants, the right to repair their ice cream machines. Because the ice cream machines are under a digital code. Before you can fix anything, you have to type in this digital code, which allows the people that make the ice cream machines to be the only ones to make repairs on it, which can end up being weeks before they can attend to all of them. So I've been saying it for years. Those ice cream machines are not reliable at McDonald's. And now it's like a common knowledge. Everybody knows this. But at any given time, there's like 15% of all the McDonald's ice cream machines are out of order.
Mm-hmm.
So now people are going to be – franchise owners are going to be able to get independent contractors to come fix them.
Yeah. And then we're going to have to deal with – it may be serviced faster, but it's going to be done right. That's the thing, because you got people who are going to have to learn how to do it from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are
able to do it right.
Notoriously tight-lipped about how to fix their machines.
Mm-hmm.
However, the experts that actually broke one of these machines down said they are most of the stuff in there is easily replaceable parts. So they're the ones that kind of blew the lid off it. But you would not believe the drama and threatening that goes on behind the scenes. If you try to build your own ice cream machine company, guess who's right there to be like, "No, you're not."
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's what's being alleged on the internet anyway. But there are some crazy stories out there.
Now, y'all know how much I love McDonald's.
Sure.
Love it, love it. But a McFlurry is way, way down the list of ice cream treats that I'm going to get.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's way down.
Would you rather? Yeah, I don't know. They only have a couple flavors. It's like Oreo, Butterfinger, M&M's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. M&M's should not be considered a mix-in. They don't do well in ice cream. I don't like it.
No. Hard as a rock.
I don't like them in cookies either.
The Oreo? No. Oh,
no, I don't. So I don't like the M&Ms in the cookie.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Blizzard, is that making top three ice cream treats?
I don't know if it would make the top three. Dip cone would.
Oh.
That orange dip cone that Dairy Queen would really, whenever, I think it's seasonal though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's good.
So a Blizzard doesn't make the top three, huh? You prefer a dip cone over a, what about a Sonic Blast?
I would rather just have like a hot fudge sundae or something.
Same. Okay. Yeah.
Banana split?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love a banana split.
What's all not the toppings, to love? Yeah.
What's number one on your list?
As far as ice cream?
Yeah.
Probably... going to ice cream shops, not on the thing. It has to be fast food.
Yeah.
Then a dip cone. Yeah, the orange dip cone.
Yeah. You know my dad's favorite? Dairy Queen Dilly Bar. I like the Dilly Bar.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, I got a story. A story for y'all. Hey, make sure you get signed up for our golf tournament, please. We need your help because we're raising money for the Hurricane Helene victims in western North Carolina up in the mountains. They still need a lot of help, and that's what we're going to be doing through our charity, Peyton's Promise. So, get signed up at tjriggins.com/golf. Please, it's November 11th, so come in right up. If you play golf, or even if you don't, come on. It'll be fun. So, this couple in the UK met while working at a grocery store in 2017. She was working there before he was, and so when he got the job, she was assigned to show him how to stock the potato chips and stuff. So she was kind of his trainer at the job, and they end up falling for each other, and they just had wedding pictures taken in the grocery store in the aisle where the potato chips are and stuff.
That's cute.
Yeah. Aww. Now, it's kind of like, you know, when people get married at Walmart or Waffle House or things like that. Are y'all picturing the couple to be nice looking or not?
Nice looking.
I'm picturing probably not so nice looking.
Rob?
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm working on something else.
You say, are you really, you mean that, Riggins, or are you just trying to not be a jerk?
No, I picture nice looking.
Okay. I did not when I read the story. I pictured not. But I was wrong, because they're actually a decent-looking couple. They're cute.
Oh, they are adorable. So cute. Mm-hmm.
Especially to be British.
Yeah. True.
Right.
He looks very British.
Yeah.
She looks adorable, like an American.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him.
I'm picturing the girl, that used to work in the floral department at the grocery store I worked at. She was so sexy.
Really?
Oh, yes. Bringing out the sexy. Okay.
She was sexy, and she didn't have to do anything. She just, like, filled up balloons all day. I'm like, how do I get that job? Like, she's not pushing carts around. Damn. Her hair was always done. She was hot.
So she's Levon.
What is that?
Levon, you know, sells balloons all day. Elton John song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what she was doing.
Yeah,
so I pictured her getting married, and she would probably go take her pictures in there. Good for them.
Did you ever try to talk to her? Was she single?
She was dating a guy that worked stocking produce, and he was kind of like an ogre. I was like, they're together? She was tiny and, you know, super hot, long hair, and he was just like this big goofball. I was like, there's no way. Like, what's going on there?
So, stocking produce is not a euphemism?
Well, it was then.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be back here stocking produce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He was real cocky too. I was like, I hate when ugly people are super cocky.
Yeah, it makes it worse. Yeah.
Were they adults or teenagers working after school?
Yeah, no, they were adults.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you used to work at a grocery store too, so
yeah, that's
I bet the people's come in there and they wondering if you were single and all.
I'm sure.
Those ladies.
I'm sure. They were all 85, but you know what? Hey. A lady is a lady is a lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
My wife is bugging me about doing something, and I have refused. So now she is seeking the assistance of other men.
Ooh.
So I'll explain that in a little while on the show.
Hope so.
On and off the air.
Awkward.
Britney Spears trending. Yesterday, Billboard announced that she is the sixth greatest pop star of the 21st century. So mm-hmm. That's great. I thought she would have been top five, but yeah. She's number six. So we've still got, they haven't mentioned Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Drake,
mm-hmm.
Rihanna, and who else? Maybe one other person, but they haven't revealed
Katy
their
Perry.
Top five. Katy Perry was like number 20 or something.
She was?
Yeah, which is surprising because she's had a ton of number one hits.
Christina, was she?
Christina's on
Christina
the list, but not,
to have been.
Not as mm-hmm. high up as Britney. So, yeah, Britney Spears, number six. Good for her. She needs a win, right?
I'm surprised she's six.
Thought she would have been higher?
No.
Oh, lower.
Oh, really? Yeah, I thought she'd be way higher.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It is the 21st, so it's like after 2000. But Britney's biggest hits, I think, were before 2000.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know how many number ones she's had. Less than 10, I know that.
But that's all they're talking about is their sales?
It's a big part of it,
yeah.
The chart history for their singles.
Where did Selena Gomez come in?
I don't know that she's on the list.
Really?
I'll have to double check. There's a bunch. There's 25. I'd have to go back. But Bruno Mars was lower than I thought he would be. Like, I figured he's had a ton of hits, but mm-hmm. maybe not. So, yeah, good for Britney Spears. Yeah. Love that.
And you know they're not going to let a man be number one, no matter what.
You don't think?
No.
Well, Drake is the person that's sort of going to be somewhere in the top five. They know because he's had a ton of number one songs. Yeah,
but and
they
Justin won't Bieber, let him. Too.
Oh, yeah, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's on the list, but I think he was in the top, just the top 10.
See, Drake's over him? That's shocking.
I think
to me.
Drake's had more number one hits.
But for an all around pop act, though,
I totally agree.
Justin Bieber should probably be number one.
That's what I was thinking.
Completely agree.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let him, though, because he's a man, you're saying.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yep. That's what's happening.
Right. And then they're not going to let Drake be number one if he's the only one left.
Yeah. That'd be just...
He won't be number one.
They're not going to let him do it. Today's National Candy Corn Day, and there's one candy corn lover in this room. His name is TJ. Uh-huh. TJ loves...
There's two.
You like candy corn, too?
Yeah, she does.
We like the same thing. We have, like, the same palate.
Candy corn is so polarizing, but most people are just like, I hate it.
And with peanuts, forget it.
I know. I heard you mention that
sweet
the other
and
day.
Salty. Yes.
Candy corn and peanuts.
Yeah. Well, I saw a recipe yesterday that I'm going to be doing. You know, I'm not big on making candy, but it is deep fried peanut butter Rice Krispie treats with candy corn in it.
Yes. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yes.
Throw that back. Say that again for the people in the back.
Read that again.
What was it? Deep fried?
I mean, it may not be the deep fried one I saw, but it's peanut butter, candy corn, Rice Krispie treats, or peanut butter, candy corn, peanuts, popcorn mix.
Holy cow.
Either one of those. I'm going to do one of them.
It is fall, y'all.
Yeah.
I love that. So is Lindsay cool? Is she still cool? I guess is the real question. We'll find out next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So there's been a lot of conversation lately about whether or not Lindsay is cool.
Yeah.
Is she still cool?
Mm-hmm.
Because I always thought Lindsay was cool. And when she came back, I don't know how many years later, 10 years, 8, 10 years later, she keeps saying like, oh, I'm not cool anymore. I don't do these kind of things anymore. I'm not this person anymore. Do you think she's less cool, TJ?
No, I think she's more cool, because she's not trying to hang on to crazy stuff that we all did in our 20s and all that. To me, the most uncool person is the person that can't let go of things, you know, like Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. Like he can let go. He's still a high school quarterback or whatever. But she's a mom now. And the way she is with her kids and everything. In my world, being an old man, it's the coolest, you know, I've ever seen her be.
Really?
Just being a good mom.
Thank you. That makes me want to cry.
It was really flattering.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you still feel cool?
No.
You don't?
No.
Were you cool at one point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I would go out. I'd hit up all the... I knew everybody in Charlotte. That's how I felt. Like, I could go anywhere and be like, oh, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Now I know nobody. Everyone looks so young. They're dressed different than I'm aware of what's trending.
They talk differently. You don't know what they're saying.
The sus and the I don't know what you're saying. And even some words, I know TJ's joking, but he says, like, as a joke, I still don't know what you mean. Yeah. I mean, no, you're like, making like fun of him.
I had to explain Riz to her yesterday.
What is Riz?
Yeah.
Yeah. It became clear. I was scrolling through TikTok yesterday, and she was leaving, and she goes, are you on TikTok? I was like, yeah. And she goes, should I get that?
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, no, you don't need
TikTok. Mom, don't hurt yourself, okay?
But we're not that far apart in age.
It's not even an age thing. It's where I'm at in life.
It's a life stage.
I could be younger than you and feel older than you right now, you know?
Yeah. Well, they put together a list of 23 things that make you an objectively cool person.
Okay.
And I'm curious how many things you can say, yes, I do that. And we'll find out if you're actually cool or not. Do you play an instrument?
I can.
What's
I don't play all the time.
What do you play?
Oboe.
She was the oboe player.
Yes, I can still play it. Give me an oboe.
We will get you. We'll get you an oboe. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah. You never lose that.
Yeah.
Never
but,
lose.
But, I mean, so who's got an oboe in their car? You know what I mean? She used to always say that. She'd go, we'll go get an oboe, and I'll show you. Where am I getting that?
Yeah.
Like, she picked an instrument that you can't find readily. You know?
Also, I get some work done around here, so I don't want to – you have to – there's a reed, and you have to put your lips together. Like, you can't even hardly do that.
Because all the bones are the lip filling. That's funny. Are you able to make one signature cocktail very well?
Oh, absolutely.
I knew that was an automatic yes for her.
Yeah.
Are you able to cook one good dish from scratch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you French braid hair is on this list?
Every day I French braid my daughters.
Reading. Not just for self-help, but do you just enjoy reading?
That's one thing, and everyone makes fun of me. I do not read. I've never read. I can't say this. I'm sorry. I'm crying. I've never read a whole book in my life.
Never?
Ever. Front to back. Oh, you're losing me in it. I can't do it.
What?
Cliff's Notes, sure.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Don't forget, we have a special surprise guest coming in tomorrow to make a special surprise announcement. It's going to be really big, really big. And then we still need a few teams. We're about to sell out of whatever you would call it. We're almost full with golf tournament teams. It's November 11th, our golf tournament for our charity, which is raising money for Hurricane Helene relief for the people in the mountains of Western North Carolina. So we really need you for that. And you can get signed up at tjriggins.com/golf. All right. Riggins, you know how I've always said that women have no leg to stand on when they say that men are childish or childlike or they never grow up because men still want to do immature things and all of that. And my counter to that is, well, women are the same way. Look at social media and you will see that women still want to be like they were when they were little girls. They always want to dress up in something, some kind of costume, and they want everybody to look at their show they're doing.
Yeah.
And having a daughter, I know, when they're little, always, look at my show, watch me sing this, watch me do that, you know, whole thing. So my wife sends me a video the other day. It's from the TikToks, I guess, and it's Mario Lopez and his, I guess it's his wife, and they're in their home, and she has a little pumpkin outfit on, and they're doing a dance, a choreographed dance to some, it's a silly song, but they're really dancing the moves that you have to do with it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Mario Lopez is a professional dancer.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good dancer.
He won the Dancing with the Stars, and he was trained as a little boy all the way through adulthood on dance. So he's really good at it. I don't know what his wife is trained in, but she's really good at it. So my wife, Jody, has decided that she is dying to do that. And I need to learn that dance with her. And I thought she was joking. Will you do that dance with me? And we can video it and we can, you know, do whatever they call it, a stitch or whatever. I said, no. I was like, first I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm serious. Are you not going to do that with me? Like, started trying to guilt trip me into it.
What?
I said, Jody, I know we haven't known each other for very long, but I'm not good at choreographed dances. I mean, I can dance, you know, keep up with things, you know, on a dance floor.
Right.
But I'm no good at choreography. I can't do that.
Nor do you enjoy it.
No, I don't. I mean, I and then there's, it would be Jody looking all cute and everything. And then there's a great big fat person behind her looking like a creep,
next,
you know,
next to Mario Lopez.
So, right.
Yeah. So I said, ask boy to do it. Our son's good at that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like hidden. He never wants to show off. He's a really great guitar player, and getting him to play in front of people is one of the hardest things to do.
Yeah.
So when it comes to that, surely he's not going to get out there and do it. So he said no. And she was really getting mad at us last night. Y'all won't do that, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, get handsome husband Michael to do it with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when I went to bed, that was the last thing that was on the table. She was going to ask handsome husband, handsome husband Michael to do it.
And you think he'll do it?
Well, he and Jody do those line dances and everything when we go to places that have that.
Okay.
And then little friend Jenny and I sit off in the corner laughing at him.
Yeah.
And videoing.
Yeah, it's like she doesn't know you at all.
Yeah.
I know. I got to get shed of her today.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey.
I don't know if you know this or not, because it may have happened over the 8 years that you haven't been working with us. But
okay.
Did you know that that our brilliant little buddy Riggins believes in Bigfoots?
I wasn't aware of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Believes in Bigfoots and aliens.
Mm-hmm. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So imagine the thrill that he got when he found this video and sent it to me this morning to prove his case.
Okay.
From a guy who's right there with him.
They're not Bigfoot, they're not Sasquatch, they're the first people. They were here long before us.
How long?
They came here with aliens. They told me this part. They came here with aliens tens of thousands of years ago. The aliens came here to take gold from our land. When they came here, they brought the Bigfoot to protect them from the dinosaurs. That's why they're so powerful. My job from them is to let everybody know what they're about.
So you actually talk to them?
Yeah, and they're with me everywhere I go.
Like they're here now?
I got
my female is no doubt with me. I don't hear her right now, but she's everywhere I go.
What do you mean by your female?
It's a female.
Oh, you don't. It's not a romantic relationship.
No, we have a love relationship that's went on for years, but there's no physicals.
This is a never-ending story for me because we still live with the Bigfoots. They still contact us. We're still in touch with them.
That's been going on for a little while.
Do you think the government is hiding them from us?
They know about it. It's like we're just now coming out with UFOs. That's been known about a long time. The government don't let you see things because they can do nothing about it.
Now, guess you heard that.
Yeah.
In your face.
Mm.
It's the first time I've heard the Bigfoots be connected to the aliens.
I know.
Which I like.
Right, because that ties two of your worlds in together.
Exactly.
Now, you know what I got out of that I'm going to be able to use?
What?
from this point forward, whenever I say anything about my wife, I'm going to refer to her as my female.
My female.
She'll love that.
The guy's like, what do you mean? Female. My female.
Hi, I'm TJ. This is my female, Jody.
Yeah. I love that.
She was sent here to protect us from the dinosaurs. My female.
My female.
So then that's the complete difference between Riggins and me, because I don't believe in the Bigfoots. I don't believe in the aliens, and I don't believe in dinosaurs.
Okay. Got it.
The evidence is not settled on dinosaurs. Right.
None of it.
Right.
None of it. I think they just try to sell museum tickets. It's the only reason they made all those dinosaur skeletons and all.
Yeah. I think so. I love when they're always like, this is the closest thing we have to dinosaurs, and it's an ostrich. And it's like, okay, well, and?
Yeah.
It's not very impressive.
Yeah. I thought it was alligators. Or alligators and crocodiles. These are dinosaurs. It's
the closest thing we have to a walking dinosaur.
They said birds, too, right? Because they're saying the dinosaurs were feathered now.
I've heard that. Probably.
See what I mean?
Yeah, we don't.
There's no proof of anything about dinosaurs and all of that.
There's more proof about squatches. We've got eyewitness accounts like that great man.
Exactly. And they're regular folk, too. They're regular folk. They ain't a bunch of pinhead eggheads at universities.
Exactly.
Right.
These are real people who go out and they have seen Bigfoots and they have female aliens that travel with them. They love each other, but they're not in a relationship. They have love for each other. That's what that means.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.